You're listening to SBS News.
Sudanese asylum seeker Abdul Aziz Mohammed, who's been detained on Manus Island since 2013, was honoured as the 2019 Martin Ennals Award laureate at a ceremony in Geneva, Switzerland. The annual award, named after the Nobel Peace Prize-winning British human rights activist Martin Ennals, honours individuals who've shown outstanding commitment to the promotion and protection of human rights. Recipients are often working under threat of imprisonment, torture, or worse. Mr. Mohammed speaks to international media outlets and tweets regularly from Manus Island, shedding light on and condemning the quality of life in offshore detention. He also sent almost 4,000 voice messages chronicling his experiences for a multi-award-winning podcast called The Messenger. Mr. Mohammed dedicated his award to the other detainees in Australian detention.
Thank you to all the representatives of the international community and to all my brothers and sisters around the world, and particularly to my best friends and the heroes on Manus Island and Nauru.
The ceremony, attended by rights groups and leaders from around the world, came just 4 days before his 26th birthday. Mr. Mohammed told attendees that people detained on Manus Island are living day to day and doing what they can to help each other. He says the Australian government has erased the identity of detainees on Manus by virtue of how they're referred to.
We are known to the Australian government as their numbers. They have erased our names. They have stolen our identity. My name is QNK002. And if I don't use that number, I don't get water to drink. If I don't use that number, I don't get food to eat. And if I don't use that number, I don't get medical access.
Martin Ennals Award organisers say Switzerland granted Mr. Mohammed a temporary visa, allowing him to travel there for the ceremony, and he'll return to Manus Island on the 23rd of February. The Department of Home Affairs has been contacted for comment. Mr. Mohammed says that he's been granted leave from Manus Island is still sinking in, especially given how much he says he's been through.
I'm far away from Manus, 1,000 kilometres away, far from Manus, but my thoughts are still on Manus. When I came to Australia, I was 20 years old. Young man, energetic, and has so much to share and to offer. But in the States, I have been put in a cage for the last 6 years. But that cage, instead of making me weak, the cage makes me so strong.
The jury of the Martin Ennals Award comprises of 10 human rights organisations, including Amnesty International, the International Federation for Human Rights, and Human Rights Watch. International Federation for Human Rights board member Alice Mogwe was one of many to praise Mr. Mohammed's advocacy work.
He stood up to be counted in conditions which would really cow a lot of other people, even in the face of his actions limiting his chances of resettlement.
Leila Matar, the Deputy Director for United Nations at Human Rights Watch, was another.
He and a few other courageous people is the reason we know what the horrible conditions are on Manus Island, including the suicides, the deaths, the beatings. It's because of people like Abdulaziz that that message has reached across the sea.
Mr. Mohammed beat two other people to be named the 2019 Martin Ennals Award laureate, Colombia's Marino Cordoba Berrio, a community organiser fighting for the rights of Afro-Colombians, and Turkish lawyer and human rights activist Erin Keskin, who's facing a prison sentence. Ms. Keskin was unable to attend the ceremony as she's been banned from travelling. Mr. Mohammed's honour comes just weeks after another Manus Island detainee, Iranian-Kurdish journalist Behrouz Buchani, was awarded Australia's richest literary prize. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.